I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Sheila Ortego. She is president of Santa Fe Community College. Dr. Jim Fries is president of New Mexico Highlands University, and Dr. Robert Martin is president of the Institute of American Indian Arts. And we are here to talk about the Santa Fe Higher Education Center. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So the Santa Fe Higher Education Center, what is it? What's it all about?
It's really a collaboration of higher education institutions designed to make education, higher education, more affordable and accessible to local Santa Feans. So rather than starting a new institution or choosing one of the institutions in the state, Santa Fe Community College is partnering with several to allow students the broadest options for higher education here where they live.
By higher education, you mean college? You mean four-year college?
Yes, bachelor's degrees and beyond.
So is this Santa Fe Higher Education Center, is it a place?
It will be. Right now we're piloting on the campus of Santa Fe Community College, and we have UNM, Highlands, and IAIA all as partners. And so we offer the first 2 years of a college degree to
students.
At the
community college.
Yes, at a very affordable rate, as you know, and then they can choose which option to go on to beyond that for their third and fourth year and even master's programs.
So IAIA, what is the nature of the program right now?
Well, we have, we're going to be offering the general studies, and we call ours Indigenous Liberal Studies, and that is a general studies, but from that includes a unique perspective. That's an Indigenous perspective, and so we think that's going to be quite attractive to people here in Santa Fe. We've had a partnership with the community college for some years. We have articulation agreements for 2+2 in creative writing, museum studies. And we saw this as a logical next step. What we're trying to do is increase our enrollment, especially from people here in the community. And we're inviting them to come to our main campus, but we see the Higher Education Center as increasing the accessibility to our programs.
Now, IAIA offers, what degree does it offer at this point? Before the Higher Education Center? Yeah, at the school currently.
Well, we offer all the studio arts, new media arts, museum studies, creative writing, and Indigenous Liberal Studies, which is the general studies.
And what's the degree you get at the end?
You
a get BA?
A BA, BFA.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So it's already a four-year institution?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That's
why we're able to offer the last 2 years of the program at the Higher Education Center.
Now, IAIA is also open to non-native students.
Yes, and we've been that way for about 25 years, and we're hoping to increase our enrollment among the non-natives here in the community. But still, our mission remains the same, to empower creativity and leadership in Native arts and cultures. But we offer our coursework, and you get that Native perspective.
I went there for 2 semesters a long time ago when it was still on the College of Santa Fe campus, and what a wonderful experience.
You should come and visit our campus now. We've got 10 buildings, and we just opened 2 in the last year. And so.
Yeah, it's an incredible campus down now past the Santa Fe Community College. Now, Highlands University is also a four-year state college.
That's right. We're four-year and also offer a large number of master's degree programs.
And when you talk about this collaboration, are you, Sheila Ortego, talking about having for the BA that will be available and will be available here in Santa Fe every possible major or a limited number of majors?
No, we've actually targeted the ones that are most needed for our local workforce. So things like social work, education, business. You know, we've done extensive needs assessments and studies in terms of interest, our local interest, and also our workforce needs. That is a priority of our state right now, and we're on board with that. We know that we need to develop our workforce and do a lot of economic development. So fortunately, Highlands University is very strong in all of those areas and has been working in Santa Fe already. And so this is a great opportunity to really put those out there. In fact, I think we've already seen increased enrollments in those high workforce area needs, correct?
We have, yes.
So where will this education center be?
Eventually, we're hoping by spring of 2013, if we can stay on track with the schedule, would be at the old College of Santa Fe campus, kind of in back of where the Oliver LaFarge Library is, and you'd be able to see it right across the street from the high school, which is one of my hopes, is that students at the high school see it and start thinking about higher education earlier, across the street,
right.
Maybe get a head start through dual credit and just keep going.
Now, you've already got students, high school students, in that master program at the community college, so you've got 14-year-olds taking college classes.
Well, you know, we have some students that are ready for that. It's certainly not the majority, but we do want to start building awareness in grade school and junior high school and getting them started sooner, because students who really apply themselves can actually get a two-year degree before they ever leave high school through dual credit. And fast-tracking people through those programs, especially occupational training programs and career areas, we feel like students will use their time more effectively, save their family's money, and save the state money in the long run.
The tuition will be the same as going to community college, only for 4 years?
No, the tuition, when they're with us, is the same as our regular tuition. Then when they move into the other institutions, it will be their regular tuition.
So whatever Highlands is?
Yes.
And so help me with this, because I'm just beginning to learn about this. When somebody is in Santa Fe and they're getting a BA, which will be possible, looks like very soon, will it be from Highlands?
Yes, if they take it with Highlands. If they choose IAIA, their degree will be with IAIA. And if they choose UNM, their degree will be with them. And when you asked if we were going to be offering programs across the board, no, they really are targeted at high-need areas. And for those folks who may have specific interests or may want something else, what's really nice about IAIA's program is it is general studies and allows them to have a sort of liberal education background for whatever they might pursue later on.
Which is very important, as many of us liberal arts graduates will attest, because it helps you with everything else.
Yes.
So if a student gets enrolled in this program and they decide that they want to go to IAI, they will go down to the campus there, not to the Higher Education Center, or how does it work?
Well, initially in the pilot, there may be some of the courses that would be offered on campus, but once the Higher Education Center is constructed and open, that's where the classes will be offered.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's the the advantage of that program, is that the central location, and that's what we're hoping to do, is be available and accessible to students in that part of the city.
And with Highlands, the same thing.
That's right. Currently, we're located in facilities at the community college, and actually have been offering degree programs at the community college for quite a number of years. This is an expansion in terms of the number of programs that we're going to be offering, both at the bachelor's level and at the master's level. And then when the new facility is available, we, of course, with the other programs, will move over there.
So are there some new master's programs in the works beyond what Highlands already has?
We have about five master's programs that will be offered at the community college, and seven or eight bachelor's programs. Most of the newer additions to what we're offering are at the bachelor's level, but I think the master's level, there's some expansion of that as well.
What are some examples?
Well, in terms of the master's degrees, we're doing a number in education, curriculum and instruction, with a reading or a TESOL emphasis, special education, counseling, and educational leadership, and then our MBA program in business administration. At the bachelor's level, criminal justice is an expansion here, and various business administration programs in marketing, finance, management, accounting, social work, and then early childhood programs, all of those will be offered here. And we've seen quite an increase in enrollment already this fall compared to this time a year ago.
Very interesting. Now, is this conceived of as a program and as the Higher Education Center by and for the greater Santa Fe area? Or do you expect students to come from all over the state?
It really, our mission is to serve our local community as the community college. So that's why we did this program. It's allowable under a thing called the Higher Learning Center Act, which is state law and allows a public school or a county or a community college to form such a collaboration. And in our case, it was the community college. And our mission is to serve the local clientele. And so in our studies, we found people can save up to like $10,000 a year by staying in town and not having to pay for transportation and housing and childcare. And we know from serving our older students, many of whom have started families already, that that's really a critical aspect to even having the option of pursuing a bachelor's degree or beyond.
So how do people find out more about this?
Well, they call our main number, Dr. Tina Ledutsky-Taylor, who's the interim director for the program, at 428-1182. Or if they want to go directly to the institution they're interested in, I'll let you folks give that information.
They can call Highlands at...
you know, I don't know the phone number.
Oh, that's
right
fine. People can Google it, and they can do the same for IAIA.
For us, it'd be Kelly Mitchell at the Institute of American Indian Arts, 505-424-2311. Or we have an 800 number, and that's 1-800-804-6422.
And I actually do know the phone number.
Good.
It's 505, of course, 428-1445.
So you're going to build a whole new building. I mean, this is vacant land that you're talking about.
Correct. Our local taxpayers are very generous. They actually approved by about 60% approval rating for the bond issue that supports this project. And that was during the severe economic downturn. So that was yet more evidence that our community really needs and supports this project. And we will build about a 35,000 square foot building at that site that I mentioned. And we still have several more steps to go through, though. We're just now selecting, actually we did just select an architect for the project. But we need to...
Green, no doubt.
Yes, that was one of the absolute criteria. We're going for at least LEED Gold in all of our projects. And
well, and you have that building at the Santa Fe Community College now that is not only an energy-efficient building, but it's a tool for students to learn about solar and biomass and all these other things.
Correct. It's a high value for us, and I think it's shared by our partners. And fortunately, many more of the architects are very aware of this and becoming more proficient at meeting those requirements.
Is it going to be the same thing where the building is kind of its own laboratory?
You know, we had one of the architect presentations talking about an aspect like that, and I don't know yet. We haven't really started. The primary thing with building this building is that we work closely with our partners to see what their needs are. And it's not going to just be Santa Fe Community College saying what we're interested in, because we are working in a partnership. And, of course, the primary thing will be meeting the needs of the students. So we anticipate there'll be a common area for advisement and financial aid counseling and intake. And then we're hoping each partnering institution will have a way to maintain its own distinct identity, because we believe students going on to those institutions will want to think of themselves as a Highland student or an IAIA or a UNM student.
How do you do that?
Signage.
Signage, design, hopefully some of you know, the New Mexican design you see reflected, native design. If you go to our campus, you can certainly see that reflected in the architecture and design of our buildings. I would hope the Higher Education Center would have some of that reflected in their design as well, and the use of the buildings, space utilization, so on.
Well, and I think students are pretty aware of the institution from which they're taking classes, and so I don't think identity is going to be a huge problem for any of the institutions who are participating at the center. We're all there to work together. That's really the important thing. The idea is to collaborate, to have articulation agreements in place, so that students who may start at the community college have a very clear idea of what courses they need to take at the community college in preparation for transitioning into a program at Highlands or IAIA, as the case may be. So I think the Higher Learning Center will be a great service for the people of Santa Fe region. I don't worry too much about losing our identity in the process of being part of the larger whole.
I can imagine that there will be a student who says, okay, I live in Santa Fe, I want to take my classes, I want to have a degree from Highlands, but I don't want to go all the way up to Las Vegas all the time. But then the classes they want to take are up there.
Well, we actually offer a number of classes through ITV, interactive television, or through other distance delivery systems. We have centers that stretch from Raton in the northeast to Farmington in the northwest, plus here in Santa Fe, as I said earlier, for many years, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque, and so many of our courses originate from any one of those sites and can be serving students. So we can have half a dozen students in a class sitting in Las Vegas, and another four or five here in Santa Fe, and another four or five in Farmington, all participating in the same class with the same instructor simultaneously. Our offerings are going to be a mixture of in-person delivery as well as distance delivery formats.
What is the role of the University of New Mexico in all of this?
Thanks for asking. I was going to mention that all of UNM's programs are going to be online, so it's the same situation. They can bring students from wherever they are across the state. And what they will have at this point is a common point for students who live here to go in and see a real live person for advisement or intake. Mm-hmm.
And for our program as well, some of those courses are already offered online, but majority of the coursework will be offered on the campus of the community college initially, and then at the Higher Education Center. But that we'll see more and more of our coursework being offered online as well.
So are you going to have, in the new Higher Education Center building, kilns and drawing studios and textiles and all that?
Right now it's Indigenous Liberal Studies. We would like to offer something like creative writing in the future, but that's remains to be seen what the needs are, as Dr. Ortego said earlier.
So what has to still happen? I mean, are you just about to break ground, or what still needs to happen for this Higher Education Center to be built and then to get students going through the programs?
Well, we are piloting so that we'll get the students started now and have a strong start to when we have a building. But we actually hope to break ground at the end of this year. And what still remains to be done is to have a hearing with the Higher Education Department to receive final approval for construction of the building. And we do have a letter in hand saying that we're an exemption from the moratorium for construction of any new higher education facilities. I believe they understand that we are not a new facility or a new program. We are really just a collaboration of existing programs, and that since this is locally funded and we're not requesting any further funds from the state, we were eligible to be an exemption. But we do have to go through that formality of presenting our capital projects plans to the Higher Education Department. And we're not sure when that will be scheduled, but we do hope it's soon, that, so that we can stay on schedule and break ground this fall. And then it does take a long time to build a building, so
yeah.
That's why spring 2013. And if
it's not that long. I mean, that's less than 2 years away.
Well, we're impatient to have this wonderful asset for our students.
Where did this whole idea come from? And I say this because, I mean, I know a student who's at the Santa Fe Community College, and he's dying to get a BA, but he can't go to Albuquerque. He can't go to Las Vegas. He can't go anywhere. He's pretty much stuck here with limited resources.
I think that's true of many, many, many students across the state of New Mexico. Higher education has changed so much over the last couple of decades. People, all of us, including me, frankly, we still tend to think as college students being 18 to 21, 22 years of age. That's really not the majority of the cases any longer. We have students that are working adults, they have families, they're very place-bound, and so the concept of having to relocate yourself, your family, or be commuting a substantial distance in order to attend classes just isn't realistic for many people. And so there really has been a shift in the nature of higher education, and that's why centers like this, expanding the opportunities for people in the Santa Fe region, is so important. In terms of Highlands, there are just a lot of people here that are not in a position to commute back and forth to Las Vegas every day. We are not going to offer all of our programs here, but we're trying to offer those that would be of service to the largest number of people. And so I think what we've seen in higher education, not just in New Mexico, but across the entire country, has been an expansion of the number of physical locations where it's possible to get at least some programs in order to serve the needs of the rural, particularly rural communities, but also communities of state capital. And it's important to have four-year and graduate programs available to people here as well.
Now, IAIA also has quite an age range, don't they, in terms of the students?
Yes, we do. Our average age is around 28, so our students are older as well. And that's true for most tribal colleges across the nation. But the Higher Education Center gives us an opportunity to really reach out to the community and let them know that we are a community resource. And when they're looking at higher education, please consider the Institute of American Indian Arts. I've heard it said often that the Institute of American Indian Arts is one of Santa Fe's best-kept secrets, and we're trying to change this, and Dr. Ortego and the Higher Education Center are certainly helping in that regard.
And Mary Charlotte, in terms of the history, this idea sort of evolved out of that task force that was put together by the previous administration to look at what the city was going to do when the College of Santa Fe was closing. And there was discussion about having a branch of Highlands or investing, you know, to try to save the College of Santa Fe. And in the end, we just through brainstorming and talking with each other, we think we found a win-win solution, which was to allow the private institution and try to support them in going forward with a focus on the arts and to also make something for the first time that would be accessible and affordable for our local residents.
There's something that is a real problem in higher education these days, is especially private colleges have become so incredibly expensive that students are saddled with an almost unpayable debt when they get out, and there aren't necessarily the jobs waiting for them. This is a different model.
Well, and in terms of Highlands, we, according to U.S. News and World Report, a couple of months ago, they had a story that cited tuition and fees at Highlands as being the lowest in the country for a public four-year university. I think that turned out to be only institutions that had responded, but we're probably definitely at the lowest end of the cost in terms of tuition and fees, and we've very consciously, over a long period of time, tried very hard to keep our cost to students as low as we possibly can. So I think the transition from Santa Fe Community College, which is very reasonable tuition and fee costs, into Highlands University with our low tuition structure is a natural partnership that should serve students quite well.
How many students do you expect to go through this program once it's off and running?
I think in the early years we were projecting about 800 based on the research that we did. But I just wanted to add one other thing about the cost, which is it's just so much more affordable for folks also because of the articulation agreements that we did. So often...
What are articulation
Well,
agreements?
That's what I wanted to explain is when students... historically, when students go through the first 2 years at Santa Fe Community College, there's supposed to be a requirement statewide that they go in basically with all of those core general education requirements and they don't have to repeat work at the university level. But in reality, without articulation agreements showing the map of what counts for what.
It's just basically what credits you get to transfer.
Then they often lose about a year's worth of education, so they have to double pay for that. And so with this model, we have everything fully articulated, then the students walk in the door in junior status. So you don't have that waste for the student or for the state.
Sheila Ortego is the president of Santa Fe Community College. Dr. Jim Fries is the president of New Mexico Highlands University. And Dr. Robert Martin is the president of IAIA, the Institute of American Indian Arts. Thank you all very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.